relationship. I know you are, but I sense the Lord drawing you deeper and deeper and deeper into it, because He wants to use you so much more, and He wants to use your ministry so much more to touch so many more people, and it's going to be beyond your understanding. That's the sense I've got on that. And He says here, in His relation to enter in the word and vision He has placed in your heart. I know it's scary, but I sense His gentle love and concern for you, drawing you and crying for your total attention. That's what I think, what I felt. He wants your total attention. Dad wants you. He's got your heart, and He wants you even more, if I may put it like that. And He said there's still so much to do. And I put you in pencil today. It's bigger than you can ever imagine. You know, so just prepare your hearts for action. Just go out there and be a total blessing too. Yeah. You too. What is your name? Your names again? Bernard and Megan. Just for the record, if I forget your name, don't hold it against me. Okay. Does he? Well, Lord, we just pray for. Intimacy with Dad. Let faith arise. Open your spiritual eyes. He is your refuge and strength. He is a refuge and a very strong strength. Open your heart to His Spirit right now. Jesus says He wants intimate fellowship with you because He loves you beyond measure. And you know that. But He's drawing you into something even greater. And He says His whole vision for you is to see His glory through you. His calling for you is beyond your present predicament. He breaks down the walls of division right now and says, come with me. I will show you great riches in the heavenly realm. You will walk with angels as you manifest my peace and rest to those around you. You will be a magnet to others when they see in you that which I have planted and am busy watering, healing, delivering, salvation through your ministry. So be bold. Let's step out together. Live in the patience I have given you, and at the right time you will sense and know my voice and my hand upon you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I will reward your faithfulness. Banish fear in all forms. Only believe. Amen. Father, I just pray for this couple. Just be with them. Take special care concerning them. And right now, just Lord, I just release that presence over them. Thank you for that presence right now. Just thank you, Holy Spirit. Just thank you, Holy Spirit. Bless them with your presence. Surround them with songs of deliverance. Surround them with songs of deliverance. Just take special care. Special care. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, back there, Adrian, we are Lapa. He has vision for you. God has got a lot of vision for you. He's actually got more vision for you than you realize. And the Lord is saying you need to grab hold of that vision and stop holding back and moving in to all that He has for you. And He says you are one with the Lord. This brings the security that you have always longed for. And you've been crying out for that security. You've been crying out for more. And God has seen your cry. And God is busy answering right now. Here you are in the covering of His wings. And you are safe. You must understand your safety is there. Stop looking out. Stop looking anywhere else. But look at the Father's heart. The Father's heart is after you. His whole desire is to protect you and to hold you and to help you and to gather you. As it is in heaven, it is here. You are one with Him. His desire is to know you and you Him. Okay? So you need to walk into that relationship. I just sense relationship, relationship, relationship with Him. He says, come just as you are. He expects no less and no more. And you need to realize that. Stop relying on your own understanding. Get this feeling that He cannot take His eyes off you. And you know, He's watching you. Somebody is watching you. Let me just pray for you. Father, I just thank you for this brother. I thank you for his faithfulness. I thank you for what you're going to do in his life. And right now, Lord, I just pray that you'll take special care concerning him. That you will stand with him. That you will bless him with your presence. And Lord, that you will surround him. Surround him like everyone here with songs of deliverance. Songs of deliverance. Let your spirit flow, Lord. Deep within your heart. Relax with the Holy Spirit. Relax with the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 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 I just speak His freedom over you. Freedom. He just takes hold of that thinking and breaks it. Those those strongholds that are withstanding the purposes of God. I set you free from that burden. I set you free from that. I set you free from that. Now walk in the freedom. Life is never going to be the same again. Life is never going to be the same again. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you. Sense the Lord saying, don't rely on your own understanding. Rely on me and my strength. Rely on my wisdom and my insight. Don't look away to the left or to the right, but rely on me and look to me, says the Lord. For I have great things to tell you, many things to tell you, and I'm ready to set you free. For I have come to set you free. You don't have to work these things out. Stop working these things out in your mind. Relax in my presence, and I will surely do it. I will show you the way, and behind you, you will hear a voice saying, this is a way, walk ye in it. This is a way, walk ye in it. Walk in His way, and surely He will do great exploits in your life. Amen. Bless you. Guys, can we go to the teaching now? You may be seated. May be seated. Well, floor, there's lots of floor. Lots of floor. This is a prophetic thing, you know, as Dave said in the beginning here, you know, let's get things out the way and let's do it. Can you fog a slide there for me? I don't know if this is the other problem we got. Whoopsie daisy. Whoopsie daisy. There goes. Is it making too much noise? It keeps me nice and cool. Just to say, I just sensed when we broke bread here that there were many prophetic words that went out. Have you all received a prophetic word? Huh? Yes. I've got one yes. Go over. Okay. Cool. Cool. And you know, already, even in the worship, if you heard the Holy Spirit, He was setting the platform. Now, I'm going to just take you through something quickly. Well, not to say quickly, we'll just take our time. We'll see which way the Holy Spirit will have us go on it. But thanks again for all the time we've had together. It's been a fun time. Perhaps next time I need to do it on more of a class situation where we have a lot of sections to go through, because there's just so much I've given you notes, and there'll be notes again tonight on what I'll be teaching on tonight. You can get them as you go. And there's also leftover notes from how to handle a prophetic word. Now, I haven't even gone into that. As I said last week, with some of the notes, I'm leaving it to you. You read up. You look at it. It's I believe it's self-explanatory. If there's anything you don't understand, please email me or speak to me, whatever the case may be. And one of the other deals I made to you, if you came to the whole course, you're welcome to email me and I'll give you my whole manual, which is 140 odd pages of all the stuff that we've been doing here. I have the index. I'm still playing with the index a bit, and perhaps one day I'll publish the whole thing and do it properly. I've got my assistant who's volunteered to help me down the line correct all my grammar, you know, my South African grammar. And so we'll sort it out down the line. But anyway, if you want it, you're welcome to it. You can use it. You can abuse it. You can do what you feel you need to do with it. Just one thing. I just sense the Holy Spirit wanted to touch you. I want to say to you, stop worrying about family. He's got everything in control. He's got them all by the neck. So just keep on reporting them to headquarters. Headquarters will deal with everything. Headquarters will take care of everything. Amen. So just be strong. Just rest in Him. He knows what He's doing. Okay. We were going to speak about activation. I sense some activation happening with the breaking of bread here. When I realized there was breaking of bread here, I actually said to the Holy Spirit, what are we going to do tonight? How are we going to do it? I don't want to do the old thing that we always do. And this is the strategy that He had. And I really believe it was a good strategy. Not my strategy, but a strategy from the Holy Spirit. And you know, one of the things, while I was sitting there waiting for the strategy, I was in the garden, and those who know me, I'm into all sorts of things, butterflies included. And there was a butterfly that came in a Creer. I've forgotten its Latin name, so I won't impress you with that tonight. But it obviously just hatched out. It was perfect. I took some wonderful photographs. I was going to put it on here, but time was against me. Perhaps I didn't know how to use the computer. I don't have any teenagers to show me how to download it and all that. But anyway, it came out and was fluttering, fluttering, fluttering. Perfect. But it was looking for sun. Because it had just hatched out, and its wings were still wet, and it needed to dry out, and it was just flapping around a little bit. And it just reminded me about the Holy Spirit. When He takes us through something, we now need to dry out. You need to allow the wind of the Holy Spirit to come now and to massage the things. You know, a lot of the things I've said to you are not taught, they're caught. Remember, we spoke about the third heaven, where God is never challenged, his vision is never challenged, His word is never challenged. There's total unity in everything. That's where we are. That's the glory realm, and the glory realm was here this evening, and the glory realm is in our heart. And we're always looking out everywhere else. Now we've got to activate. And I just put activation there and some of the words that go with activation. Energize. Lovely word. We need to energize ourselves. Remember what I said in Timothy. Stir up the gift within you. You need to stir it up. And remember, on the 8th, I'm relying on you guys to pray now for the next two. I've asked headquarters to send some groot angels to come and just remind you every day to pray for the 8th. There's going to be an 8th of... No. 8th. The 8th of June, and we're going to activate the church in the prophetic. And lovely, Dave is going to be with us on that. Now, you don't need to be a prophet to realize we've got a prophetic psalmist in our midst. Amen? And we're going to trust God for something vibrant to happen right from the beginning, right the way through, and we'll see. So you need to pray. You need to intercede for the church for that day. So I'm asking for that. I've reported you all to headquarters here. The Lord knows who's here, and He's going to send some angels to clop you, okay? And arouse yourself, awaken yourself, rally to the cause. There's another good word. Rouse, stir, wake, waken. Come awake. Unblock those wells of salvation. Unblock the wells of salvation. And oops, this thing's not working now again. Here we go. No, it's just, I better put it on, hadn't I? Aha. Yeah. John 3. You're a prophet in the making, but John 3:37, and this is out the Message Bible, and I love the Message Bible because it's down into day-to-day English. On the final and climactic day of the feast, Jesus took his stand. He cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes me this way, just as the scripture says." So come on, guys, let's believe in this mighty river. I was saying to Dave as well, you know, with a prophetic word, I just saw this awesome river just flowing out of him. And I see this awesome river flowing out of each one of you. And you see, as you stir up and don't hold back, God will use you. Don't think, oh, well, it's so-and-so is always prophesying and so-and-so is always doing anything. Now's your turn. I've equipped you. I've put stuff into your lap. Now you've got to be bold and step out. And I'm there, even if I'm not on the mic and you want to share something, you're always welcome to come to me and I will help you to go and share if you're a bit hazy about it. But come along. Submit it to the leaders. Do all those things we spoke about. And stir up, continually stir up the gift. It's no good coming to a teaching like this and you leave here and you do nothing about it. Amen. You've got to pick it up and go for it. And then I believe Dave is starting next week. You need to be here next week. He's going to speak about the spiritual or something, hey? Which just seems to flow so well with what we've been speaking about. So guys, come on. This is what it's all about. It's not about us. It's about him. And we want to serve his kingdom. We want to see his kingdom grow here in Pinetown. Not only in Pinetown, but to flow from Pinetown into South Africa and into Africa and into the world. And he's already doing it. By the way, the Glory and Grace Family Church has been started in Ludhiana in India. I don't know if I told you that last week. And that's been established. So already there's a link out there. There's a link in Mombasa. We will be in July amongst the bombs and everything else. The old policemen are now the duck rocks. Okay, so that river. What we're going to look at tonight, and I've got the notes, I'm going to go through this fairly quick so we can perhaps exercise some of these things a little bit later. Habakkuk is an example of a prophet who used five keys in clearly discerning God's voice. And that's what I want to give you. I mentioned briefly over the weeks about this, but I want to give it back to you now. And I want to just go into it a little bit because I think it's imperative as you leave this section that you take hold of this, that you look at this, and this teaching comes from years and years ago, and I've never left it, but it's always helped me to discern God's voice and to move into what God is saying. He tuned to inner spontaneous impression. The prophetic voice is a spontaneous voice. A word, a this, a that, a vision, a dream, whatever the case, and you move, you know, and you move out of that. And as you take a step into that, God carries on and does. Then he hasn't left you alone. Remember, we've done all the gifts. Remember, the prophetic gift is a way to get these things happening. Words of knowledge come, words of the, and trust the Lord on the eighth, that when you come, trust this. Remember, some of those words I've given out, like that's nearly 6 weeks ago. I typed those words out. So in this next 2 weeks, my challenge to you is ask the Lord to show you who's going to be in church on the 8th, what the needs of the people are going to be in that church, and be spontaneous. But you'll see what I'm taking you through now will help you to do it, and I've got the notes. So no excuses. Okay, headquarters knows about it, so that's cool. He stilled himself before the Lord. That's what we need to do. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Guys, some of us are so busy up here, and we allow the busyness of the world to interfere with what God wants to say. And I'll give you a couple of practical tips just now how to deal with that. He used vision. He entered into vision. I don't know about you, but I enter into vision. The butterfly. When I stood there and watched that butterfly, I just need to go into the bush. To me, the bush is God's cathedral. Whether I'm in the jungle in Kakamega in Kenya or the desert in Namibia, it's still God's cathedral. Whether I'm in the city of Durban, to me, it's still God's cathedral because I see his creativity everywhere. And our God is a creative God. He has not stopped creating. His spirit is still creating. His vision is an ever-increasing vision. From where you are, it continues to grow. And don't forget that. Let it happen. Let it go. You know, somebody said to me, they want to give me a strength, you know, a teaching on strength and everything. I said, what teaching? Jesus Christ is my strength and my only hope. And you know my greeting when anybody asks me, I'm strong in him. And that's the only thing that keeps me going. I don't know about anybody else. It's a spirit. So using vision, seeing God, seeing this, you know, the vision of a God, all I had to say, yes, Lord, and he's come to dwell in my heart. Awesome. Steve touched on that this morning. Pick up these things. Make them part of your life. And that's being a prophetic person. Is putting legs to the word. And let the word take you out. Okay. He wrote out his prayer response. Write down. You remember Habakkuk, what he did? He wrote down the vision so everybody going past could see it. But you're the one who needs to see the vision. You need to remind yourself of the vision all the time. Now, some people will probably say mine is too much there, but I've got 2 pages of what I believe God has said that I must do. And I look at that regularly to remind myself. Okay? And so the challenge goes out there. He was a man of faith. We cannot do it without faith, guys. Faith is so important, and I haven't got time to give you a teaching on faith tonight. Key one, God's voice in our heart sounds like a flow of spontaneous thoughts. Spontaneity. Okay, look for that spontaneity. You might be sitting over there thinking of nothing else, and water, it happens. I used, like with Dave, I was sitting in the office, and I was listening to a song about rivers, and suddenly, when that, Dave wasn't in the picture whatsoever, suddenly his name came up. So what I did, immediately went and said, well, Lord, what are you saying? And then I typed out that. And there's obviously more, you know, you hear what I'm saying. And every day when you do that, so many times I've lost that prophetic word. So, oh, I'll do it later or this or whatever. You think of somebody or situation or whatever. Write it down. And I'll speak about journaling just now. Get yourself a journal. Remember, I challenged you on getting a journal. So important, if you want to be effective in the prophetic, is to keep a record. You know, when you keep a record, you start seeing God's voice. You start seeing that path. And let me tell you, every single one, I can prophesy over every single one of you, God has got a path for you. It's set out before you. And the more you wait on him, the more you rest in him, the more you allow him to speak, and the more you do these things, the more you'll see that path clearly. How many times, there's some of you sitting here, oh, God, speak to me. God said, everything is yes in him. We spoke about that. But when you see it and you see it happening, wow, this is what God's taken. You take it to a leader or a mature Christian. What do you think? Take it to the eldership. If you what do you think? Get the advice. You've got to make the final choice. And that final choice is a choice of faith. Walk the road. Okay? You with me on that? It's spirit to spirit encounter, and Dave, I'm sure, is going to be dealing with that. Spirit to spirit. Remember what we spoke about the threefold nature of man, body, soul, and spirit, and then the three heavens, heaven, your spirit, and heaven connecting. Hey? That's where you got to see. Have vision all the time. When the word says we are seated in heavenly places with him, see yourself seated around the table with Jesus. And I told you the story of my having tea with Jesus in the mornings. And just sitting there and, you know, making it real. Use your imagination. Use who you are. Don't stop. God is there all the time. Yes, he can speak so loudly at times. It's deafening. It's a flow from the heart. It's heart to heart. Don't forget that. Unusual contact. Better and different. Unusual contact. Better and different. Okay? If you think, that's a bit spooky, write it down, check it out. Hey? Write it down, check it out. And I think one of the things I gave to you, if the word you get is so clear that there's no doubt whatsoever, then step out in faith. If you're a bit worried about it, give it time. Patience. Remember the fruit of the Spirit? You have patience. So you can't deny you haven't got it. If you say, I haven't got patience, if that's your confession, you're actually a liar, and I can cast out lying demons quite easy. Sorry, that just came a bit heavy, but I'm not trying to put it heavy. It's a fact. I cast one out of a pastor once, and it came out screaming. Light and gentle, easily cut off by exertion. Light and gentle, guys. Remember the dove. If a dove's sitting on your shoulder and you go, it's gonna go. Light and gentle, relax. And I told you what happened to me after my big 40-day fast and 3 weeks into it. Lord, where are the signs? Where's the writing on the wall? Where's all this thing? Wrong attitude. And the Lord gave me one thing, and he said, just relax. I stopped everything there. Into the law big time. We're not into that. Just relax, be yourself, and the Holy Spirit will do the rest. Key number two, very important one too. Learn to still my own thoughts and emotions, so I can sense God's flow of thoughts and emotions within me. Still those things. You know, we get so involved with our own emotions that we can't hear God. And God is screaming at us sometimes. Screaming at us. And you know, even when he gives you a word, I mean, it was only a couple of years after I went full-time ministry that a guy said to me, what are you called to do? And I said, evangelist, a bit of a pastor and all this sort of thing. I like the evangelist, you know, lights and water, you know, preach and all that sort of thing. He turned around and said, hey, you're called to be a prophet. I said, what? What's that? I didn't even really know what it was all about. And I had to go and study it. When I looked at the scriptures I was called on, it was all there. And that's why I'm saying to you, write down everything. You might not understand it now. A month later you might. 3 years later you might only understand it. You hear what I'm saying? So every prophetic word has got something there that's challenging your heart. And remember what I said, the prophetic challenges the mind to reveal what's in the heart. And that's what it's all about. And you let him challenge your own mind. And when you go out, you step of faith. And remember, our motive for sharing is love and mercy and compassion. The old thing, as I told you guys, as I shared with you, the church that I ran, I went in there and told everybody to shape up or ship out. And they all shipped out. Okay. The bottom line, I did it all wrong. It wasn't done in love. It wasn't done in any of that sort of thing. And it was done under the law. If I may say it like that, it gives you an idea what I did. I was quite a bad dude then, but the Lord sorted me out. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Come on, guys, you all know that one. There's a prophetic word for you to take home tonight. Remove outer distractions, phones. You know, it's bad manners. When you're speaking to somebody and your phone goes off, wouldn't you agree? If you sit in a meeting and the phone goes off, it puts you off and everybody else off. Now, just think of our Father in heaven, our great dad. We celebrated the death of his son who went all the way for us, his redemption for us tonight. And yet we will let a phone or we will let something like this distract us from his voice. Guys, get all the distractions away. And I nearly brought my mother-in-law's joke in there, but I was told not to use it, so I won't use it anymore. Okay. Outer distractions. You remember outer distractions? A place of quiet. Clear your conscience. Clear it. You know, there's therefore no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. If you're sitting there and you've got condemnation in your heart, I'll give it to you in writing. You will not clearly hear God's word. Because you've taken the law and you're putting yourself under judgment. You're putting yourself under a heavy. God hasn't called you to put yourself under a heavy. He's called you to freedom. And we've been learning it. I mean, Steve has brought some phenomenal words on that. Enter into it. That's a prophetic word coming from the pulpit into your heart. Take it and apply it to your life and let it just flow through. And then a quiet place. And then the next thing here. Notepad for problems. Now, this what I'm giving you now is part of hearing God's voice that you need to do. If you are pulled aside and you're quiet and you've got your journal and you're ready to write in your journal, have an extra little notebook for all the chacha stuff. Now, the chacha stuff is, I forgot about this and I forgot about that. And what about Joe is going to phone? All those. All the distractions that come into your mind, just write them down, put it aside and carry on listening. Write it down, put it aside, carry on. Little practical thing. It's very practical. But I'm telling you, it helps me. If I'm going, quieting my heart and everything, I do that. Sometimes I forget to do that, and I forget what I thought about, and I'm in trouble anyway. But you hear what I'm trying to say? Just make it very practical. There's no big, heavy, spiritual, spooky stuff about this. Just relax and let God seek that spontaneity, and it'll come. And you just be spontaneous with the Lord. Amen. And then, key number three, as I pray, I fix my eyes of my heart upon Jesus, seeing in the Spirit the dreams and visions of Almighty God. I don't know where you're at with that. That's your own personal relationship with the Lord. But I see Him. I have pictures in my mind. I have pictures of heaven. You know, I just have to read the book of Revelation and see the 24 elders around the throne singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty," and this emerald colors and all that. You know, the whole thing about God, there's so much creativity, colors, sounds, you know, so we can go on and on and on about that. And we need to fix our eyes upon His heart. And His heart is just pounding, "I love you, I love you, I love you." But He doesn't only love you, He hasn't called you for yourself. He's called you to get out and to touch the nations. Hey? Okay, you're with me on that. Use vision. Use vision. Enter into the vision. You know, when you've got a picture, sometimes, like I told you, when I went and made tea for Jesus, and the thought came to me, and I entered into the picture. So I made two cups of tea, and as I said to you, I thought, well, perhaps I don't know if he takes sugar or not, so I gave him a spoon of sugar, took the cups out and sat on the veranda, sat in my chair, put the cup of tea down there, and conversed with him. After a while, he was busy and had to get going, so I took his cup and drank his tea anyway. It's a little bit sweet. I don't have sugar in my tea. But you hear what I'm trying? Why I did it? You've got to enter into it. It might look silly. It might look stupid. Even Dave challenged us right in the beginning. It's so important. Now, just enter into these things. Do something that will speak to you. I don't know about you, but I get into the shower. When I turn the shower on, whew, revelation comes. The throne room, Revelation 2. But we won't go into that one now. Get out of rationalism. Don't rationalize everything away. And we do that. We tend to do that all the time. You know? And watch out for that. And that's self-explanatory. Language of the Spirit. Dreams and visions. Dreams and visions. Okay, remember what we spoke about, where the spirit of man is, and how the devil comes with the senses on the outside. Okay, he's nailing you from the outside, then your soul there, and the story I gave you about the one you feed the most, the one who's going to win. And that's why we need to feed ourselves with the good things of God all the time. So when the Spirit speaks to us, the two link together. And this is how you do it. This is how you connect. Okay? Vital in the prophetic. Vital if you're going to go and do. But you see, if you're in a meeting and you know, you prepare yourself before you go to a meeting. In a meeting, the Lord might just give you one little word. And then you step out and it's out that one little word and God will add to it. And sometimes that's the scary part, if I may say so. But step out. Don't hold back. Step out. You step out one, next time he'll give you two words or whatever the case. But don't hold back. You know, just to go and say to somebody, you say, "Man, God told me He loves you." Now, if you've got prophetic glasses on, everybody you see through God's glasses. And with everybody you see somebody who God loves dearly, who sent His Son to die for him. When we come here, and we're going to take up the offering just now, and I was going to use Malachi again out the Old Testament, you know, about robbing him of his tithes and offering. And then he says, if you give, he will protect the source of your income. Then we step in and we take it into the New Testament. And what do we have? We have a person whose heart is in his giving, a joyful giver. Where do we see that happening? Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross, he gave all. And the whole thing about the gospel is giving, giving, giving. The prophetic is giving, giving, giving. With me? That's where the flow. Our redemption. It is a mighty river. Hey? All, everything flows out of that. We've been bought with a price, guys. Woo. And so we can go on. Language, dreams, and vision. See it. See all that what I've been speaking to you about. But you need to awaken your own, the eyes of your heart. We sing that song. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, that I might see you. Come on. I don't want to start singing here because even the demons will leave. You know, and he's getting kind of worried at the back there. Use imagination. See Jesus talking with you. Converse with Jesus. Whatever it takes to make God alive and Jesus alive in your life, enter into that. Walk into that. Allow him to do that. Key number four, journaling. Get your book. I think I emphasized it a couple of times through the last couple of weeks. Get a journal. It's not a diary. It is a journal. It's where you put down your request to the Lord and the answers. And remember, when we go to God, we don't go to him with a shopping list for the pick and pay. He is not pick and pay. He's not Knowles. He's not anything like that. When we go to the Lord, we lay aside all our own desires, all our own cravings, and we don't go there. It's a relationship. I want him. If I touch his heart, I've got the answer. And you know, like I always say to people, we come and we sit on his knee, we lean upon his chest, and we hear his heartbeat. That's where it happens, guys. And you know, we talk about a personal relationship. Guys, work at your personal relationship with Jesus. Work at that relationship all the time. It's a deep personal thing, deep, deep within your heart. Okay. Very important. New freedom of here. And you know, I want to stress again, keeping a record, and you'll see God's hand and God's direction in your life. And it'll bring a lot of confidence and a lot of security to you as well. And you know, we talk about the Lord confirming, and you'll see God confirming, confirming, confirming all the way through. I think it's a super way of doing it. Then the last one I want to put in here is faith. Without we cannot please God. We continually go to God in faith. It's by faith we come in. Okay? And stepping, you know, faith is not just a word. Faith is a person. And you say, well, I haven't got faith. Well, have you got Jesus? Yes. Well, then you've got faith. Huh? You don't have to go running. You won't find it under a bush. You won't find it anything else. You find it in that relation. The more you go in, and you know your security is in all the trust that you've put in him and what he did for you, that he went all the way and paid the price for you. Understand the gospel. Understand that message. The complete work of the cross we speak about. Understand his amazing grace, guys. We have a freedom that our brothers and some guys, and I'm sure Dave will be able to bear me out. You know, we were in the charismatic movement. We thought we were free. We were far from free. I went and took over a church and killed some people, man. Huh? One lady went dilly, so sorry, I mean, be naughty. But you hear what I'm saying? You know, we just got to watch ourselves. We've got to realize who we are. We are nothing without him. And that and this grace has brought us such a freedom to move and to be a good prophetic people who speak about his love and his goodness and compassion that he has for mankind and everybody around us. Instead of that heaviness, we are away from that thing. Oh, I just praise the Lord that that's happened because, man, it's been something else. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, to please him. Can he reward those who diligently seek him? I highlighted diligently. I believe that's a major key in this whole of seeking. Be diligent in seeking his voice. Now, you might say, well, you know, I don't have time and all this sort of thing. When I left then Rhodesia in 1979 and I went to Richards Bay in 1980, where I started the church, I used to travel. I had a job at the Richards Bay Coal Terminal. And it used to take me about 35 to 40 minutes to get from home to the terminal. In that time, I used to spend with the Lord. I used to pray in tongues from the time I left home to the time I got to the terminal. And some folks must have thought I was crazy, you know, speaking to myself or whatever the case. I wasn't worried what people think. It was communication with God. And when I got to work, I was able to deal with all the problems and everything. I just wish, I shouldn't even say that. I wish I had the revelation of grace at that stage, and I would have known so much more. But anyway, been able to do so much more, I think. But anyway, that's besides the point. But then I should come from work back home, tired, speaking tongues all the way up. As I walked into the door, my late wife would come with problems. I'd have the answer. I'd have the wisdom to deal with the things that are there. You hear what I'm trying to say? So I hear people making excuses here and excuses there. There is time in your day where you can pull aside and go and listen to the Lord. Every hour, it's very, very good practice, even in the business, doesn't matter what you're doing. After an hour and you've been working hard, just stop and go and do something different. The best thing you can do is go and pray in tongues somewhere. You don't have to be shouting and screaming, just under your breath. And just take a walk around, go to the loo, whatever the case may be, that'll relieve the pressure, and then you carry on working again. Okay. Does that make sense? Oh, this little light has gone off on me again. Hang on. We're getting there. Guys, don't run away. Our inner screen, I want to just show you this quickly. We have Satan's projector on the outside, but we have an inner screen on the inside. Then you have your projector. Then you have the Holy Spirit's projector at the bottom there. And if you look at that, it's exactly what I've been trying to say to you in the last 2 weeks. You have the outside, which is the world that comes in with all its problems. Guys, if you want problems, just take in all that nonsense that's happening there, and you will have problems. I'll give it to you in writing. Huh? We got to withstand those things. And your own projector, come on, own working out of things sometimes, that comes in the way as well. But then we have the Holy Spirit's projector. That's the vision here. That's the goal here, is to aim in at what the Holy Spirit is saying to us all the time. And to rest in Him. That's why you always hear me saying, guys, enter into His rest. It's in a position of peace where you will hear God's voice. If it's anything else, I'll question that. You know what I'm saying? It's in peace where the Holy Spirit flows. Without all these distractions and all these things, my own desires and all that. We need to bury those things. And it's not a big, heavy exercise. I don't believe this is heavy. I believe we can all do it. We can all do it. And we can all hear God's voice for ourselves. You know, what I said to you in the beginning, it's better to give than to receive. And it's nice to receive a prophetic word. There's nothing wrong in desiring it. But my challenge to you, after these 5 weeks or whatever the case, is to go and ask the Lord, even tomorrow, to go and give a prophetic word to somebody. And you can give a prophetic word to somebody at work, they won't even know you're doing it. You don't have to say Matthew this and that, and John this, and they won't know what you're saying. Just speak the word as you know it from your heart and bless somebody. You know, do you know that God loves you? You know, people having a rough problem, or somebody having a rough problem, can I pray for you? That's expressing love. Can I pray for you? What can I do for you? Do you need some water? That's being a prophetic person. You see, we've taken this word prophetic and we've put all this mysticism around it and all this spooky stuff around it. And I always say to people, if we had to advertise that we're going to have a big prophetic conference in town, it's a prophetic conference and a couple of major prophets, you'll have everything coming out of the woodwork. Serious. But it's not about that. I believe the best prophet that we could model on is the prophet Jesus Christ. And my favorite picture is him at the well with a lady. And he created the right atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to do the work. And when you start doing this at the beginning of your day, you're creating the right atmosphere first for yourself, if you're married, then for wisdom and everything to deal with your partner. If you've got a mother-in-law, lots of wisdom. If you've got children, mega wisdom. You know, so it goes on. And then everybody outside of that. Okay, so there's a way, and this is how it happens. So you've got to deal with Satan's projector, and that's, if you look at the principles I gave you there, your projector, the inner screen, and the Holy Spirit's projector, obviously that's the person we want. He is our friend. And don't forget, Jesus said, I have not left you alone. I've given you another helper. And what did we say in the beginning there? A mighty river. Unblock the wells. unblock the wells that are in your mind. Amen. Let us pray. Could we have some music and then we deal with some strongholds here before we go? Offering. Oh dear, okay. Now you're sitting here and you might want to be released in a gift, knowledge, wisdom, or miracles, or whatever the case may be. So while we're worshiping now, while the music is on, and you feel you'd like to be released into any area, I challenge you to come to the front. There's a couple of us here that can pray with you. So, you know, that's a challenge. So let us stand. And if you want somebody to pray with you over an area, you want to be released and energized in an area, please, you step forward. You take the step of faith.